This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
Do you drive a vehicle? Then you'll find autocorrect helpful, especially on Coach Charlie's Tip of the Week. Listen to our podcast with me, Coach Charlie Melton, on any podcasting platform or on the MPB Public Media app.
From MPB Think Radio, this is Next Stop Mississippi. I'm Jermaine Flood, along with my traveling partners, Java Chapman and Kamel King, Tourism Development Bureau Manager with Visit Mississippi. Today, it's my birthday and my 20th radio anniversary, and it's a celebration. We're chatting with Cathead Delta Blues folk art owner Roger Stoll to get prepped for our upcoming On the Road stop at the 2024 Juke Joint Festival in the blues capital of the world, Clarksdale, April the 11th through the 14th. Then we'll chat with Think Radio's own Lacey Alexander for a sneak peek at her MPB's 10-minute timeout premiering today before a final jam session and sit down with Jackson's own Epic Funk Brass Band about their upcoming performances and more. We'll also check out what's happening around your neck of the woods. Two, hey!
Yeah! Get
into the flow now.
For the birthday, girl!
Yeehaw.
Yeah, big yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
For the one and only Jermaine Flood.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
It's my birthday, man.
And your anniversary.
My 20th anniversary in radio.
This show all about you. The guests got to go home.
Well, it's Beyonce's album drop day as well, so.
Oh, you got her on the line,
That's
too?
That's why you had to have Beyonce open up the show.
You got her on the line, too? You know you're able to reach everybody.
I did. She had some other plans, and she got a big day today.
Well,
she's got a big day today.
How dare she not do the Jermaine Flood
Man,
show?
Man, I am so excited to
be
back.
Happy birthday!
I know, I'm so excited. I am breathing hard. This is Next Stop Mississippi. Before we hit the road, let me re-welcome my traveling partners. Java, who's back there, Silent One, and DJ as well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep the circus within the tent. That's all. I'm trying to keep the circus within the tent.
Please, because I don't know what it's going to look like. Deet, deet, deet. And it's going to be a good day.
How you feeling, birthday girl? Don't you just go into the regular show.
I know.
Don't you do that.
I feel good. I turned 41 today.
Unbelievable.
I'm feeling amazing at the age of 41.
Yes.
I'm feeling, you know, not young, but I'm feeling as bright as ever, basically.
You are young.
I still get carded.
Exactly. In the way you was running around here jet speeding, you running like a 20-year-old.
I still get carded. But yeah, between my birthday and today also literally being the 20th anniversary of me starting in radio, in the profession, I am having a great day today.
Tell us about when you got started.
It's a beautiful day today. Okay, I'll do that right before we head into Roger Stoll. Roger's on the line, so I want to talk to Roger about our time coming up on the road at the 2024 Juke Joint Festival. We'll talk to him in a minute. But 20 years ago, I was working at McRae's, which is now Belk, as a salesperson, and I heard a radio ad that was looking for salespeople. And so I was like, well, I've got sales experience. I didn't really want to go into radio. My mom wanted me to go into TV, and I didn't want to do either. I wanted to be like a marketing fashion specialist or a psychologist was one of the ones that I was going to go into. And so my mom was in the back of my head, and I was like, well, let me just try this and see if I could get it. Well, I go up there, and the man tells me, he goes, you know, you don't have enough outside sales experience, but you got a great voice. Could you read for us? And I said, sure. So he takes me to the back, and he introduces me to this man named Steve Poston. And Steve sat me down, and I started like a little commercial or something Steve had handed me, and I read it just like how I thought commercials should sound.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, they kind of liked it, but we started talking, and I started conversing with like everybody that was there at the station. There was somebody there from Buffalo, New York. I had ties to Buffalo. And then everybody who was there at the time. You had Quasi. You had Mista
Quasi
there.
They were there?
Quasi was there. Mista was there.
Mista was there. My
this
gosh.
Was 2004.
Wow.
Quasi was there. Mista was there. Otha Kane was in sales
nice.
Then. And so when I started, I literally started that day. By the end of the conversation, he looked up and he said, she's hired.
Wow.
And I was the midday host on their sister station, Magic 100.9, that was out then.
You came in and just rocked it the first day.
Yeah, I literally, and when I left, when I drove away that day, I was like, I could die today and I'd be happy. I hadn't even hit the radio, you know, I hadn't even hit the station yet.
Wow.
And so I just knew, like, it was going to be different after that day. And I just want to say shouts out to all the radio stations that let me grace their airwaves. MPB, of course, was one of the second ones in the bundle. Got to meet Jason Klein literally back then. So Jason had known me, has known me for 20-something years. Worked with him. Then went to Mississippi College to finish off my degree. In communications and ended up working at Star 93.5, their Christian station.
Wow.
With Russ, I'm trying not to say this man's government name, Russ Robinson, that's his on-air name, with Russ Robinson, who is with our sports. He does some of our sports stuff here at MPB as well. He was my professor, and he was over the radio station, too. So Russ was there. And then along the way, I got to do some mixed radio. Jack FM was on the dial 94.7 in the city of Jackson. So I got to do Jack FM then. And it was just, it was literally so much that I got to do in radio all the way up until I literally, you know, went full circle and came back here to MPB. I can't miss 97.7.
Oh, yes.
Even though I was on Magic 100.9, I came back and I did years with 97.
Wow.
On True Soul Cafe with DJ Scrap Dirty, still Quasi, now at the helm. Yep.
Yes.
Mr. Main. You had all of
my
us.
My guys.
Yep, you had all of us. So it's been a really great journey.
You've been on all those different formats and wow.
It's been a really great journey. On the next segment, I'm going to tell you, I had a student ask me about what was my most poignant moment radio. And it was last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And there was a moment that I knew, and it took me a minute to get to it, but I cried.
Okay.
But I'll let everybody know about that in a little bit. But yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear about
that.
We're
celebrating.
How you gonna leave a cliffhanger?
Got to.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
There you go.
That's good radio.
That's good radio. The years of training.
Stay tuned. Up next.
Right.
But first today, I want to go ahead and get ourselves prepped, Kamel, you, me, and Java, for our next on-the-road stop in the blues capital of the world, Clarksdale, Mississippi, because we're going to get all the info on this year's Juke Joint Festival so we can get pumped up. It's happening April the 11th through the 14th. We'll be live April the 12th, but the city has already been booked to capacity.
The year before.
This is going to be one for the books. Literally the year before. Mm-hmm. So I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
But on the line with us to share all the details is Cathead Delta Blues and Folk Art owner Roger Stoll. Roger, welcome back to Next Stop Mississippi.
Well, good morning and happy birthday and happy anniversary. You guys are having a party.
I know. There's cupcakes in the middle of the table,
and presents,
Roger.
And stuff.
There's presents. There's a band around the corner. It's a whole ordeal, Roger. And I'm just glad that you're able to be on this episode with me. I really do appreciate everything you all have done there between you, Bubba O'Keefe,
yes.
Colleen Byers,
yes.
the city of
yes.
Clarksdale, yes. the hospitality shown
yes.
Before I stepped foot over there. Kamel steps foot over in Clarksdale all the time.
Don't be doing that.
But you live out there now. But yeah, I just appreciate you, Roger, for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for all that promotion right there of Clarksdale.
Yeah.
Joint Festival and some of our heroes on the ground to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And we're excited to have you guys coming in.
Right. How's the house been, Cathead Delta and Blues and Folk Art? How's all that been for you?
I'll tell you what, it's my 22nd year.
Wow.
So, you know, that probably tells you how old I am at this point.
No, you're 23.
And Roger, look, I always beef with people who look so young and have a full head of hair like Roger. Every time
them.
I see Roger, I'll be like, I will take a clippers
no,
to that hair
look
and
at
just
you.
Make him start over again.
Try it now, Roger.
It's a little thinner every year. But it's hanging on, so, you know, I don't question it.
That is awesome.
Roger, I always wanted to ask, you know, when someone visits your store from all over the world, all over the country, even from within the city, such eclectic collections of albums, memorabilia, all that stuff. How do you source all of those wonderful things you have in your store?
Well, I'm an insane fan of all of that. So, you know, I've had a couple decades to do it. But I will tell you, in the beginning, when I first opened my Cathead store in 2002, it was a challenge to find particularly, like, book distributors, music distributors, because the internet is not what it is today. And we're sort of in the middle of nowhere, so it took a little bit to ramp up that kind of stuff. Mm. Now, the folk art, you know, certainly the blues musicians that we work with and everything, I was already in the loop there, because I'd been visiting people and places for a number of years when I lived in St. Louis. But yeah, my store is essentially it's designed to trick people into coming in so I can tell them what's going on, what's great, why they should spend the night, why they should come back for a festival. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out quite well.
That's awesome. Yes. Awesome, yes. Roger. Give us a quick overview, though, of what we can expect from this year's 2024 Juke Joint Festival.
Sure. So it is crazy. It is our 21st edition. And, of course, Juke Joint Festival, the main day is Saturday, April 13th, which I'll just tell people because they're wondering, is my birthday? So you can make a note of it.
All right,
come
Roger.
On, that's it. I'll be there to celebrate.
Right on it.
Right.
Exactly. But we kick it off on Thursday. We have a lot of free stuff. We have a crazy amount of free music and activities. And it kicks off Thursday officially at the New Roxy, which is a super cool, roofless by design, historic theater right here in Clarksdale. We have a kickoff from 5 till 8 p.m., and we'll have a young blues prodigy originally out of Vicksburg, that goes by Young Rel, Harold Davenport, opening up for Candace Ivory, kind of a Memphis-born blues and soul singer. That'll be great. Friday, of course, we'll have, you know, y'all in town Thursday and Friday.
That's it.
And then we'll have music all, you know, like afternoon, free outdoor music, including one of the absolute highlights of the weekend for me personally is the 97th birthday, and it is that day, performance of Cadillac John Knowlton.
Yeah, I see that. Cadillac. I see that.
Yeah. He currently lives down in Cleveland, Mississippi, originally from Sunflower. And, you know, he'll turn 97 and still be doing it.
Right.
So knock on wood. That'll be great.
Right.
This year's festival, by the way, we'll have performers, Mississippi blues performers from age 7 to 97.
Mm.
So we can't go much wider than that, frankly.
No, you cannot. Wow.
Look, Roger, I have a quick question. I want to know, what is JJ Fest Monkeys Riding Dogs?
Yes.
So it's awesome.
Literally, and I'll tell you what gets left out. The poor sheep get no credit, because it's monkeys riding dogs herding sheep.
That's
out
it.
Of Conotoc, Mississippi.
How the sheep didn't get and credit?
I'm telling you. And the craziest thing is that Tim, the guy that does it, he calls the whole thing Ghost Riders. Now, from a branding perspective, I go with monkeys riding dogs.
Yeah, me too.
So how many monkeys riding dogs pushing sheep is it?
Usually it's like two monkeys on
two.
A couple dogs. You know,
on two, okay.
They're border collies. So really, it's more simple than it looks, because it seems a little complex, actually, when you're witnessing it. But basically, the border collies are just doing what they do. You know, they're just herding the sheep. All they have to do is train the monkeys to wear a little outfit and sit on the dogs, and you're done.
See, so, this thing, it's a school for Jermaine. Right now it's two, but you got four in training. So it's four monkeys and four border collies.
So how many sheep is it? How many sheep are they herding? Is it like a whole pack of sheep?
At least like four of them. And I will tell you, at least one year, the sheep have jumped the fence and run down.
That is a nursery rhyme. That is a nursery rhyme, Roger.
Sing
the
it.
Sheep. I don't know. I can't remember.
Sing it.
Something about sheep jumping fence.
It's a singing. It's a singing, you know, and it's just all part of the show.
Okay, last question about these monkeys riding dogs, Roger. Yeah. Is there a saddle on the dog's back, or do they just go bareback and hold on to hair?
You're going to have to see it.
These are professional monkeys riding dogs.
I cannot wait on this. And there's like more shows than just one. Like, they come out.
There's a union for them.
I'm excited about
this. Yeah, they get taxes taken out of their checks and everything.
I'm getting a signature. I'm getting an autograph.
In all seriousness, you know, if I can say that connected to monkeys riding dogs, in all seriousness, the reason we have monkeys riding dogs, we have racing pigs, things of that nature, as well as over 100 blues performances.
That's it.
During the course of the weekend.
That's
it. The reason we do that is because not everybody is a blues fan, or they think they're not. And so we're trying to trick everybody to sort of getting under the same umbrella, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to see a monkey ride a dog. And what you end up with after 20-some years of this, you know, you get folks from all around the world with all these different accents, all around the U.S., frankly, with different accents. And then you have Southern hospitality, locals, regional folks who are here.
Yes.
And an event like that puts them all right next to each other. And conversation ensues, you know. And it's been really a great cultural exchange, a great way of illustrating the power of tourism, really, to some locals who maybe just don't see it day to day like I would, for example. Plus, it's crazy fun, you know.
That was exactly what I was going to lead on. I'm glad you said that. Of course, Visit Mississippi has sponsored and always loves and promotes Juke Joint Festival for a variety of reasons because you guys are such mainstays for tourism. We can always depend on Juke Joint Festival bringing people from other countries as well as other states.
That's why I called them the blues capital of the world.
I mean, so you guys really rock with that. What do you think is the magic sauce that always attracts people from all over the world?
Well, first off, let me say this before I forget. Currently, we know of at least 47 U.S. states that will be here and at least 13 international countries.
That's wild.
Wow.
That's what we know so far, since, yes, all the daytime stuff's free, but we do sell wristbands for Saturday night.
Okay.
That's where those sales have come from. But I think by offering the real deal and then delivering on it. So offering real traditional nighttime venues, offering real acts that day and night, again, from 7 to 97 years old, as well as, these animal acts will also bring in some regional folks as well. But really, it's just a very unique, really, the word unique gets overused a lot. I would say this is unique. You know, we have 16 free daytime stages on Saturday, April 13th, right here in Clarksdale, Mississippi, for Juke Joint Festival. That night, we'll have 22 venues, which is really 24 indoor stages, and I think that's like 36 acts. Over the course of Thursday through Sunday, if people can stand it to do that much fun, we'll have about 150 performances total.
Wow.
And one I do want to call out on Friday that is free, again, free at the New Roxy, Charlie Musselwhite, the legendary Mississippi-born blues harmonica player and singer, lives two blocks from where I'm sitting.
Okay.
And he wants to play. He just basically called up and said, hey, my buddy Kirk Fletcher is coming in town. He used to be in my band. Let's do a duo somewhere. And so it's a great. And it's a rare chance to see him where he lives, because usually Charlie and his wife Henry are just living here. They're enjoying it. You know, they don't want to work. So they brought this upon themselves.
Right. Well, Roger, all of this sounds amazing. I can't wait to come out. Kamel, me, and Java, we're going to have a time while we're out there. Felder with Gestalt Gardner, he's going to be out there as well, broadcasting live. It's going to be a whole day of us. So we're just going to enjoy you all just like we always do. And I thank you all for opening up your doors to us and having us.
It's going to be fabulous. Hopefully Java can keep you under control.
But he can't. He cannot. That's her boss, but he cannot.
That's a tall task, Roger. That's a tall task, brother.
I know how to get out of Dodge, Roger.
Yes, you do.
I know how to get out of Dodge. Roger, if anybody wanted more information about the Juke Joint Festival, even though the cities to capacity, the surrounding cities who are only like 20, 30 minutes away still have availability, how can everybody get more information?
Absolutely. They can go to JukeJointFestival.com. That's J-U-K-E, JukeJointFestival.com. And everything is on there, including ideas for how to find lodging. Also, if people camp, either tent camping or an RV or camper, we do have those as a pop-up downtown. So you can also find that information there as well. We'll have probably 100 RV and campers and I don't know how many tents. It'll be great.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome, Roger. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you soon, sir.
You guys have a great day.
You're listening to Next Stop Mississippi on MPB Think Radio. Jermaine Flood in with my traveling partners, Java Chapman and Kamel King with Visit Mississippi. It's a birthday celebration.
It's the birthday girls.
Now, I want to go ahead and introduce Think Radio Zone and my birthday twin, Lacey Alexander, to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
and both
Lacey.
Of y'all, hers is on, as they say,
on point, on fire.
I don't want to say slay. That doesn't feel good.
Both of y'all's hair slay.
I told Jermaine she had the Lil' Kim unit in today.
I'm going to play some Lil' Kim when we get her. I don't think they have an edited version.
No, there's
clean version of Lil' Kim.
That'd just be an instrumental.
No, but yep, it's Lacey's birthday today as well, everybody. So everybody, happy birthday to Lacey.
Thank you, and happy birthday to you.
Yes, it's amazing. So when me and when Lacey first started here at MPB, we didn't know we had the same birthday. And all I heard was this girl going, y'all gonna have to get ready for my birthday because it's an ordeal. And
that's
I'm
how you
like,
sound, Lacey?
I think she got it.
I try to do her voice. And so I was like, so when is your birthday? And she goes, March 29th. And I said, no, I had already told you was like me. You can't be that much like me.
Oh, yeah.
And it was. Like, right when I met her, I was like, oh, your energy is just like mine.
Yes.
And then come to find out, we were born on the same day, but 12 years apart.
Sisterhood.
Yeah, we were born on
the
same day.
It truly is a sisterhood.
Yeah. It is.
And y'all, I mean, y'all, like, really click for real, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I'm just
going to
leave
thing.
The show. That's your new co-host. I'm out
Stop acting like that with that microphone.
I'm a lawyer now.
I'm a lawyer now.
No, I love Kamel. I love the way I click with you. And if I had to go back just to tap a little bit, I am so blessed to have had my first Next Stop Mississippi episode with none other than you. I had Jay White at the time as well on air on that episode, but also Java Chapman was on the first episode too.
Man.
So this is an amazing, you know, everybody comes full circle all the way around.
And speaking of the first show, you remember when I tried to sit in your seat one time? Yeah, and I found out this job
is way bigger. Fine.
No, I did not. This
you
job
did
is
fine,
what, this is why you look. We got to take time out. 20-year anniversary. Of course, we love you. So happy birthday!
Thank you.
But 20 years, it's because it's your purpose. You are immensely talented. Don't
thank
we
you.
Always say that, Java? Like
yes.
Everybody is always.
I tell Jermaine this as much as I can.
Yeah. Yes.
She's special.
Yes.
Thank you.
Like,
yes.
It's undeniable.
Thank you.
Yes. And this is her time.
Yes.
I'm glad agreed. About it being my time. I really did. I felt like a special kid, but I didn't know what it was. And I just do this naturally.
Yes.
This is, I had the voice. All I had to do was get a little cadence. And then after that, it was off. Like, I had already done this already coming up as a child. So it's just, it pours
it's
out.
It's God-given. And you, I mean, not only the voice, but the wit, the intellect, the timing, the whole thing. And let me tell you, every time after we get off this show, my dad or both of my parents call and say, you don't know, y'all don't know how good y'all are, and you need a syndicated show.
No.
I mean, so nationally.
You're
like,
so sweet.
Yeah.
Before
not
we,
trying to steal her job, you know what I'm saying? But
I know everybody around here is on a timetable. I'm not even going front. I have some superstars.
And then Lacey going to be about
a Lacey
team.
Is coming up behind us.
Have some superstars on the team.
Lacey's coming up behind us. But speaking of that, that's what I wanted to mention was, can I say that we're up for an award?
You just did.
Yeah, but we have entered into an award contest.
A season of awards.
And I think we are in a good position to receive an award.
Maybe.
And we will be at an award show.
Thank you, boss.
To see if we receive an award.
That was encrypted.
Java just saved your job.
How political we get once we become directors.
Right. If everybody can read what Java just said,
yes,
I am excited to have her here because, in part, we both helped to produce Now You're Talking with Marshall Ramsey.
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm excited to have Lacey on the show with me. Thank you, boss man, for making that the clean version of it. But in with with us today, though, I am celebrating Lacey because today is the premiere of her new podcast, MPB's 10-Minute Timeout. And if you know anything about Lacey, you know she loves sports. And that's it.
Roll Tide. Lacey can talk sports.
She's an Alabama girl who knows everything about sports.
Yes.
And so she's already been engulfed in the Mississippi sports scene already. And so it's a natural kind of transition. And I'm so proud of her. And I'm just glad to have her on. How excited are you about this, Lacey?
I am so excited. And the first thing I want to say is the person that empowered me to take this step the most was you. Like, I came in with a dream and I came in with an idea, and I said, maybe we can work on it 2 or 3 years down the row. And you, Jermaine, my friend, my mentor, my coworker, looked at me and said, no, we're doing this.
Now. Talking about 2, 3 years down the road.
Because I said, maybe one day I'll be ready. And Jermaine looked me in the eyes and said, no, we're going to do this now.
Wow.
And so a big reason that this is dropping at noon today, plug, is because my friend Jermaine Flood had the love and confidence in me to go ahead and get started.
That's great.
But
that's
great. You are a superstar, man.
Oh, man.
You're already a superstar. So I'm excited to, one, have you on the team. You've really made MPB Think Radio something strong when you came on. And then, two, for this, the birth of your baby.
On the birth of me.
I know it. How much fun have you been having producing and putting this together?
It's been so fun. This is a passion of mine. I was in the news department before I transitioned over here, and my favorite stories to do were always sports stories.
Yeah.
And I've found that as a reporter, if we want to talk about health or politics or some touchy situations, it's kind of tough to get people to open up sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you set anybody of any political, you know, background, any faith background, any race background down, they're going to have something to say about a sport.
Yes.
Right.
And they're going to have, and it's something that they can say, and someone somewhere is going to agree with that statement, and somewhere is going to completely disagree with that statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a low stakes way to connect with people.
Yeah.
And it's really is a part of Mississippi's culture. It's a part of the Southern culture.
Right.
Yeah. We did talk about, you know, we were joking about how I'm an Alabama grad and I'm from Alabama. And of course it's huge in the state, collegiate sports, but here in Mississippi, I don't care if you've never watched sports in your life, you've got an opinion about sports in this state.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was just a really nice way to get ingrained in this community in a way that means a lot to me.
Talk about some of maybe the first teams and stuff you got to touch. How excited were you to go to some of these schools?
Oh, my gosh. So the very first episode is about the Mississippi State women's soccer team making it to the Sweet 16 of the soccer tournament. We watched a little bit of the Sweet 16 in basketball last night, but it's not to be confused. Soccer, women's soccer has their own tournament, and you can make it to the Sweet 16.
Okay.
And Mississippi State made it to the Sweet 16. They did lose that game, but they only lost 1-0, and that team would not lose in the season until they lost in the national championship game. So Mississippi State had a really impressive run.
Okay.
And it's really intimidating reaching out to some of these collegiate coaches because they're so busy and they make way too much money to talk to some public radio girl. But Coach Armstrong, who is the women's soccer coach at MSU, was so great. Graceful with his time, sat and talked with me and answered every question with so much politeness and humility. And you can really tell when you listen back to the episode, when he talks about their success, he doesn't talk about the drills, he doesn't talk about the scores, he doesn't talk about the plays he called or the things he made his team do. He calls out his players by name, talks about their accomplishments.
Yes,
it's an episode about a really historic season, but it's also an episode on how female athletes impact the athletic landscape everywhere.
Right.
And so it's just so much more than a soccer game. It is young women making a difference in their community and a coach that lets them have the autonomy to do that. And it's just, it's 10 minutes of really fascinating conversation.
That's awesome sauce. I love that. Talk a little bit about, though, how important it is as a female reporter or sports reporter to be in this business, kind of making your way.
You know, it is really funny. I had someone tell me recently that their parent just mutes the TV whenever they see women talking about sports. And I want to tell y'all something. If you want to talk about sports, you have to talk about community. And you know who builds community better than anybody else on the planet is a woman.
Hello.
So if you're going to talk about community and you're going to talk about sports and you're going to talk about the family aspect of sports and you're going to talk about building and you're going to talk about nourishing that sports does, how can you talk about that without a feminine point of view?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because that is the female dick.
Yeah.
That is the female purpose.
Yeah.
Is to build and to mold community and to mold family. Hello? So if you are listening right now and you are reluctant to listen to this podcast because it has a female host, first of all, I am so calm and so cute. You would love listening to me. Second of all.
She loves sports as well.
Yeah. Second of all, there is a point of view on sports that only a female commentator can deliver.
Mm.
And if the only female voice you hear on these topics is mine, so be it. But
I
would really encourage you to give it a try.
Go ahead, Lacey. Awesome. I know.
So this is what we're going to do for everybody right now. We're going to give you a sneak preview of MPB's 10-minute timeout hosted by Lacey Alexander right now, just to get your taste buds wet.
On November 17th, 2023, the Mississippi State women's soccer team made history. The Bulldogs defeated Brown 2-1 to advance to the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA Women's College Cup, a stage no other MSU squad had advanced to before.
Alana Izquierdo, the Southern Miss transfer, sends it into the box, up in the air, and in the net! How did that get in? It's 2-1!
While certainly the crowning achievement of the year, it wasn't the only highlight of the 2023 season for the team and fifth-year head coach James Armstrong.
We won the Magnolia Cup, which is our version of the Egg Bowl. First time ever back-to-back ranked wins. We made the Sweet 16, first time in program history, and we hosted back-to-back NCAA tournament games. First time ever in program history as well.
An inspiring run in the SEC tournament included an impressive win over previous regular season champs Alabama and a spot in the tourney semifinals for the very first time. One end-of-season poll had Armstrong's squad ranked at 14, its highest postseason ranking ever.
Mississippi State said, "We are not done yet."
I drove up to Bulldog Country to sit down with Coach and get his perspective on the best season yet on the pitch in Starkville.
All right, now, this is Next Stop Mississippi on MPB Think Radio. I'm Jermaine Flood, and with my traveling partners, Java Chapman and Kamel King with Visit Mississippi. Our final stop of the day takes us to Jackson to check out Jackson's own epic funk brass band about all of their upcoming performances and more. I want to welcome Epic Funk one good time with one good round of applause. Y'all, yay! Welcome to Next Stop Mississippi. Welcome.
They're in the house.
If I'm counting correct, this is a 9-member band. We've got 2 tubas, 3 trumpets. Am I saying that right? Is that 3 trumpets I'm looking at?
Don't get it wrong now.
2 tubas, 3 trumpets. I learned that this is a snare. This is a bass drum. And then what's...
3 trombones.
And 3 trombones.
Nice.
And I am a girl who loves a horn.
Yes.
I love a horn. And so when I was thinking about my birthday celebration and exactly what I wanted, and I wanted to promote, of course, a band out of Mississippi, I looked up and I found Epic Funk Brass Band. They were established in 2016. They are a high-energy New Orleans-style second-line brass band hailing from the capital city, and they've been captivating audiences ever since their formation. And I just want to welcome them all. They are led by a dynamic group of talented musicians. So I want to, as I say y'all's names, holler in the microphone. The 2 original members, Eddie Newton on snare.
Yes, yes.
Eddie, where you at?
Right
here. Okay. Eddie Newton on snare. Philip Kelly on trumpet.
Right here.
All right,
all
Philip.
All right, all right.
Joshua Hood.
That's me right here.
That's trombone. Robert Estes. Am I pronouncing that right, Robert?
Yes, ma'am. You got it.
That's other trombone. We've got Jonathan Johnson.
Yep.
Jonathan's on trumpet.
There
Avery
is.
Sanders. And oh, there's 10 of y'all. Okay. Corey Carter on trumpet.
Yes, ma'am. Right
Come
here.
On, Corey.
All right.
Tellus Moton on tuba.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, yeah. Tellus. Jermaine Hughes, he's got my name. He's on tuba as well. Hey, Jermaine.
The big boy.
And Cedric Wiley on tenor sax.
He's not here.
Oh, he's not here either? on tenor sax. Oh, but my friend, Sean, Baby Hawk Stamps. Sean's on bass drums. Sean and I know each other from before, the past. We know each other. But I want to welcome Epic Funk to Next Stop Mississippi. You guys are awesome. Oh, wait. Who did I miss?
Nicholas, organ, trombone.
Oh, come on, Nicholas. Somebody got to update the bio. All right. No, I'm playing. Nicholas, welcome to Next Stop Mississippi. I want to get right into y'all. Whoever is going to be the man who's going to tell me all about you all, just give me about the brains behind the birth. Yeah. Why did you all start this? And get close to Mike, whoever it is. You got to get on that mic.
We started out around 2016.
Okay.
Before we started Brass Band, most of us in here, me and Tellus, Philip, Baby Hawk, we all were a community marching band.
Yeah.
You know, and it stayed small. We thought it was going to grow into something big. You know, people at that time were still talking about marching band a lot, wanted to still play. So we created that, and it didn't really take off and do anything.
Yeah.
So at that point, it fell off, and we just sat around one day. Okay, what are we going to do next? People still want to play. We got a few people. So
right.
The thought of a brass band came up.
Mm. That's
so I took
awesome.
It to Philip, and Phil was like, yeah, I'm in or whatever. Then we had two other tubas,
yeah.
And I begged Tellus for about a year to come play.
Yeah.
No.
Is that how you sound, Tellus?
That's how you sound.
I fought it for a long time.
You see, that is how it sounds.
Well, finally, Tellus came on, and then, you know, we had a few other members in the group that kind of, you know, in and out,
yeah.
Whatever, until we created to what we got now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I love brass bands. Y'all really do are the heart and soul of, like, events.
Yes.
Whatever event you go to, you bring it, you know, and people turn and they look and they want to know more about you and things like that. And so that's how I feel about it. Talk about some of the upcoming performances. Y'all got some dates coming up that everybody can get into?
Yes. Upcoming, we have on April 6th, we'll be at the Cross Tie Arts and Jazz Festival.
That's in Cleveland,
Mississippi.
Okay. Yep. We're going through there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll also be at the History Happy Hour. That'll be here in Jackson. That'll be on April 18th.
Okay.
Okay. And then we got some stuff way down the line talking about in August. Okay. We got a couple birthday parties. And a gala coming up in September here in Jackson, Mississippi as well.
Okay.
We do a lot of performances. We're local here in Jackson. We travel all across the state. We go to Louisiana all the time. We actually just did a show in Mobile
right.
not too long ago.
Right.
So we traveling, man. We're getting it.
That's pretty awesome.
I just got to ask, Baby Hawk, can you do that one more time? I swear, Hawks just come out of the sky and land on his shoulders. I just got to ask, if you're Baby Hawk, who's the adult Hawk?
Imagine hearing that in the show.
Yeah, I know.
He knows how to make the sound.
Right.
Do y'all all get along? Is this like a fam? Y'all like family?
Y'all be fighting and stuff?
Yes.
Y'all fight for him?
We only fight with Jonathan.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like I'm just misunderstood.
He's the misunderstood.
Right. I wouldn't even want to mess with y'all if y'all had an instrument in your hand. Ain't no fight there.
That's why he'd be working out, because he'd be fighting all these guys.
All right. Anybody got a fun story about the band or anything? Anybody got something? What you got? Come on.
Just think of all the stories we got. Oh, man.
I will say this real quick.
Come on.
It's not a funny story, but I just want everybody to
come
know
through. Come through.
We're definitely in the studio right now.
Okay.
And the song that you played at Box Truck is our first release. It's going to be out on April 8th.
Okay.
You know, so we got other songs we're getting ready to get recorded and.
That's awesome.
Be on the lookout.
That's awesome. Y'all be on the lookout. Listen, this is what I want y'all to do. Y'all going to give me a little couple tunes, ain't you? You're going to set me up a little bit, tell me a little about it, and then hit us with it. What? Go ahead. Say what you was going to say in the mic. What? Happy birthday? Oh, y'all
yes,
so sweet. Because
it's her birthday.
Y'all so sweet.
It's
okay.
Her birthday.
That'll be the first one. All right, I'm ready.
Let's
I'm ready. All right, everybody enjoy my happy birthday song.
Thank you.
I had to take my headphones off to hear it good. Yes. I had to do that. Y'all go ahead. I mean, keep it going. This is y'all's section. I want to hear the next one. What y'all got up next? What's the next thing?
This next song right here is called Mo One.
That is what I'm talking about.
Incredible.
That is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Okay, listen, this next one is going to walk us out, and I am so blessed to have had y'all here. Again, this is Epic Funk Brass Band. If you need more information, somebody throw out that website to them real fast.
www.epicfunkbrassband.biz.
Say that one more time.
www.epicfunkbrassband.biz.
That's www.epicfunkbrassband.biz.
Because
they about that business. And they've gotten it done today. So y'all go ahead and walk me on out. Before you walk me out, I want to let everybody know we've come to the end of another great trip. Thank you for riding shotgun and today's guest, Roger Stoll with the 2024 Juke Joint Festival Epic Funk Brass Band and Lacey Alexander with the 10-Minute Timeout Podcast. To submit an event or find out more information about these and what's happening around your neck of the woods, visit mpbonline.org. Next Stop Mississippi is a production of MPB Think Radio. For Lacey Alexander and Kamel King with Visit Mississippi and Java Chapman, I'm Jermaine Flood producer. Stay tuned for Southern Remedy for Women and join us next Friday at 10 a.m. for another great trip here on Next Stop Mississippi.
We appreciate the MPB for having us. We're gonna leave you right here with this last song. This is our hit single coming out on April 8th, entitled Fox Truck. Let's go, people. Hey.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.